Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's happening? We're up to par, up to speed on what's going on around the world, around the corner from you. There are big things happening, right? Everywhere. A lot of important players. You can expect to find out what's going on one way or another with most everything. Not everything crosses the desk or crosses our minds. Some things are not worth spending a lot of time on. And we make that editorial decision, Jay and I. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a couple of... You're going to love this. We had Chinese food the last night the kids were here. And so I have been saving fortune cookies. Let's see. Here's one that we opened up last night. How about another fortune? Okay, so that one didn't work very well. Let's see. What does this one say? If you're happy, you're successful. Man, do I buy that. How many people think about their success as being monetary? It isn't always money. Money was the old expression, money can't buy you love. Here's somebody else's. Let's see. One must know that there is a path at the end of the road. That's very true, too. So how are we all doing? Speaking of my youngsters, both my daughter-in-law and my grandson have COVID. And as I found out, Brendan and I were talking yesterday afternoon, he doesn't have it. There's not one person in my family who's had COVID. Not one. Neither my sisters. I haven't had it. My son hasn't had it. My daughter hasn't really had it. She thought she had it, but she didn't really have it.
That's
but everybody
impressive.
Else had it. So, but the fact that my daughter-in-law and my grandson, Jasper, have COVID, and the fact that they are, well, Sophie showed no real signs of it. She's okay. She's working and producing, but she tested and she had it. But Jasper, oh my heaven, he hasn't slept a wink. Because they tested before they went.
Mm-hmm.
They're always testing because they want to be conscious of what's going on with them and with other people.
Well, that's
so,
smart.
When they went to the airport, when they left here, they tested and they didn't have it. And when they woke up the day after, so they went into the airport, they got on the plane, they went back to Los Angeles. Next morning they woke up, Jasper woke up in the middle of the night and was screaming, and he doesn't. He sleeps 8-9 hours a night, never wakes up. And he's been screaming pretty much ever since. If he's held, he's okay. This kid never cries. He wakes up in the morning, and if, you know, he's a little out of sorts, he might whine a little bit, but that's it. I haven't seen him cry about anything, and apparently he was miserable. He's got a temperature. So that's concerning, obviously, to all of us,
mm-hmm.
because you don't want somebody that's young like that, although the pediatrician said, but don't, you know, it's not something to be concerned about. You give him a little Tylenol for children and kind of calms down whatever the fever is that... It's just disconcerting, that's all. It just is disconcerting.
Yeah, it is scary, especially because it's when it's the like cliche thing, but when the people you love hurt, you hurt as well.
Yeah.
And it seems like with the younger children, the babies, the infants, and the toddlers, they're less concerned about the symptoms aside from the fever. As long as the temperature doesn't go above a certain point, it seems like there's no cause for concern. But even when it's not COVID, when a baby's sick, it's still so trying and worrisome.
Well, the thing that I thought about, and Ken Kronhaus and I were talking about this yesterday, he's one of the doctors that we feature here on the Good Day program. He talks a lot this week, and you'll hear this program over the weekend on a lot of these same stations and sometimes during the week, or you can get it, just download it at Good Day Show or GoodDayHealthShow.com. The information that he has presented about getting a shot has made me change my mind, or certainly think about changing my mind with regard to getting the next shot. Remember, I told you in the spring when I could have gotten another booster, I didn't, because the pharmacist said, you know, there's really nothing different in this booster. And because you don't really know what's in it, and because your immune system is as strong as it is, he says, I don't think you should get a shot. Okay, so I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So now Ken says that the ingredients that are in the shots that are being administered now, that you see promoted everywhere, you hear the spots on our program and other radio shows, and you see them on TV, and so you think, okay, do I need to get another shot? I am suspect of pharma. I certainly am of the Moderna and of Pfizer, promoting it for their own benefit, even though if you watch the ad, listen to the ad, it sounds like they're talking about how wonderful it is for you. That's good advertising sales. So then how do you really make up your mind whether you should get them or not get them? And I trust Ken. I trust Jack. Jack Stockwell's the other doctor associated with this program, and they both have the complete opposite point of view. Jack wouldn't touch a shot if it was the last thing on earth. He would not do it. Because he doesn't trust what's in it. And Ken says that the ingredients that now are in the shots that you get are aimed specifically for Omicron, the BA, what is it, 5, 4, and 5, I think?
Yeah.
The two different, yeah. So those are the main targets of the shots that are now available. Plus, he thinks that if you look at what's going on in Australia, that's a pretty good bellwether of what the flu season will be like. Most every year when the Australians have, remember, their summer, their winter is when we're having summer. Mm-hmm. So they're past the winter that they're getting out of and going into their spring, but the winter has been tough. They've had a tough winter as far as flu is concerned. And, we know from the stats that 60, 70, 80,000 Americans die every year of the flu. Nobody talks about that, as it happens every year. It's about that many people die of a cold, of serious respiratory problems, because they get pneumonia, and that's the end of that. If you have a weakened immune system, if you're older, in your 80s, your 90s, or whatever, or even youngsters who have compromised immune systems, you're a sitting duck for stuff. So we foolish not to get the shot. You know, when Ken came to me, I've said to him, well, what if there's stuff in there that'll bother you in 20 years or more? And he said, how old are you? And I said, okay, yep, I got it. So in 20 or 30 years, who's going to be worried about what's going on with me? And so that may be the right attitude for somebody who's my age. Mm-hmm. But what about people who are young? And by the way, what's wrong with having another 20, 30 healthy years? I expect that I probably will have that.
Yeah.
And so, there's a concern as to what's in it. But, you know, we were talking about Viagra. I remember when Viagra first came out. Oh, my God. To listen to the naysayers, you'd think, and they were all people who had nothing against having a good solid ability to make love. They were all these judgmental people who, didn't like sex to begin with. So what are you doing to your body was the question. They didn't really care what you were doing to your body. They just cared because they had this perverted idea of what, sex is all about.
Everybody wants to tell other people how to live their lives.
How to live their lives.
Whatever somebody's medical, one person's medical choices does not affect another person's medical choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is correct. So anyway, that's where we are with that. I think I am going to get a shot. I think to finish this story about the Australian flu, I think I will get a flu shot. I had one last year, and I don't feel like I'm going to get it. But the other side of it is when I look at the fact that, maybe now that Jasper's had it, he won't get it again. But I don't want to take a chance because I'll be around them all a lot this winter. I'm not going to spend the winter here. So I want to, this summer, the time that I spent with the kids, and this is for all of us, for all of you. I have a very good friend here in town, and we share Facebook posting. We share a lot of things. We do a television program together here about local things that are going on. But he and I both agree his one of his main motivations in life are his grandchildren. And he has a place down on the South Shore near the Cape, and he'll drive up here for an hour and a half just to watch one of his grandchildren have a soccer game or do that kind of stuff, because that's what's important. Hell, I'll get on a plane Starting next month, Miles is going to be in soccer for the second year. And I remember last year going out, I'll catch the early Saturday morning plane and get out there in time for his game and watch him just club around and bang around. But just to see him getting that excited, that's really
so
kind of
fun.
That's kind of what makes his cook, what makes his take. So, all right, so we're going to, I think I'm going to get the shots. We'll see. I'm thinking about it. Now, Jack will get a hold of me today, and he'll try to change my mind. I'm sure about that. 17 past the hour. Coming up, social media is abuzz with rumors about what's going on with the Chinese president. You may or may not have heard some of the inside dope on that. We'll get to it. I want to talk about thunderstorm, not the fact that we had a thunderstorm that came through here last night that wasn't predicted, but the thunderstorm that will please you with the results. If you have allergies, no more. If you have things that are strong smellers in the air, last night I smudged my house. You know what smudging is, Jay?
Very familiar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So we changed a lot of furniture around here over the weekend before the kids left. We changed rugs. We did a lot of different things. And so I decided I would smudge. And so the house is full of smoke, and Daisy's wondering around, well, what's going on here? Why do we have all this smoke? And I plugged in the extra unit that I had of Eden Pure's thunderstorm air purifier, and within seconds, all the smoke was gone. The good of smudging wasn't ruined, but this thing really cleaned up the air fast. So you know that you got an excellent product here. They have three of these products. I talked to a guy who has them in rooms that are occupied, and the people who have the allergens or have an allergy to the allergens can feel the way the air is better and don't have to sneeze. So clean up the aroma, clean up the air, sleep better tonight. Here's what you do. You go to EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is Doug3. Save $200. Shipping is free. EdenPureDeals.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sounds.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The findings from this large-scale prospective cohort study suggest a potential direct association between higher artificial sweetener consumption, especially aspartame and sucralose, and increased cardiovascular disease risk. Artificial sweeteners are present in thousands of food and beverage brands worldwide.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, here we are at 23 past the hour. This is the Dr. Stephan Good Day program. Things that are trending. Social media is our focus right now. Many people think this is the most important part of the program. The most important part of the day is to know what the gossip is, what Doug's dirt is. And so Jay will surprise you with that right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So let's figure out what's happening. What's your favorite story of the day? Who does it affect, and why is it important?
I wouldn't call this necessarily my favorite, but I feel a little bit passionate about this topic because of a question I will pose after I get into it. But actor Alan Rickman, who has passed away of prostate cancer years ago, he has a diary. He kept a diary, and the diary has entries from the past, well, from the latest 25 years of his life. That's the span of it. Yeah. And he talks about when he was portraying Professor Snape for the Harry Potter film series, and that after, what, like about the second film, he actually wanted to quit. He didn't want to do it anymore. And then while
Does he say why? Did he like the part?
Well, the book's not out yet, so his diary is going to be a memoir, and it doesn't drop until October 4th, but different excerpts and information has been released kind of as a teaser. So it doesn't fully go into it, but before his prostate cancer diagnosis, he does talk with his, he discusses talking with his agent about possibly wanting to quit, and then he has the prostate cancer diagnosis, and it's an aggressive form of prostate cancer, and he's still doing the film series. Then he decides, and he really wants to quit at that point, but then he decides, you know what, so many people love this, this is their story, I'm going to keep doing it, and he keeps going through it. Now, my thing is, did he approve? Was there some conversation ahead of time where he's like, I have this diary after so many years, go ahead and publish it? Because isn't it such a private thing that even after somebody's passed, what if they don't want some
business.
Of their information?
Yeah,
what if there's like genuine secrets?
So who's promoting trying to get it published? Somebody in his family wants to make some money?
That hasn't been released. But, yeah, it's the book is going to be called Madly, Deeply, The Diaries of Alan Rickman. And like I said before, it spans 25 years of his life. And it drops October 4th, so if you're a big fan of his or a Harry Potter fan, this will be great reading. But it does pose that question of why?
Yep. How?
Is it right?
Why? Yep, exactly. Okay, good food for thought. 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most dogs are fairly vocal. In fact, even the barkless Basenji communicates through a series of yodeling curls. In general, dogs can produce a full range of sounds, from whimpers to rolling growls to proper barks. Like people, dogs use their voices to express themselves, raising the pitch or volume of their bark to indicate frustration or express emotion. It's interesting to note that barking isn't necessarily a sign of aggression. It may simply be a dog's way of saying, hurry up, come and play, or I'm so happy to see you, rather than one false move and I'll tear your throat at. As always, it is important to consider the circumstance under which the dog is barking. I get this all the time. My dog is barking enough, or my dog is not barking at all. Dogs bark to communicate. In the wild, wolves will communicate each other by a series of barks and howls. Sometimes just for entertainment, sometimes it's the gathering of the group to go for the hunt. So watch your dog when he barks. Watch your dog when he howls. Knowing when he's doing it will tell you why. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mandatory and voluntary evacuations totaling over 300,000 people have been ordered along Florida's west coast as Hurricane Ian closes in. Currently over western Cuba, the Category 3 hurricane is expected to become a Category 4 by the time it hits Florida Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge.
Alec Baldwin may soon face criminal charges for allegedly firing the gun that killed the cinematographer on the movie set Rust as the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office prepares to release its final investigative report on the shooting. Russian President Vladimir Putin granted citizenship to Edward Snowden, the former National Security Agency contractor who disclosed a top-secret spying program and has been living in Russia since fleeing the United States 9 years ago. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a Chick-fil-A worker. Did you see this, Jay? Who jumped into action to stop a carjacking. Now, this is down in Florida. This young employee sprang into action after a man stole the car keys in the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day programs. Tuesday morning, last Tuesday of September, is upon us, and the rumor mill is loaded with all kinds of stuff. Today, this is not something that's on the front cover of the New York Times or the Los Angeles Times or the Boston Globe or the Washington Post, but then they don't have all the news that's fit to print or fit to hear, even though they'll tell you that they do, they don't. So there is a rumor that's swirling around about the fate of the president of China. He is under house arrest, that the military is trying to install somebody else to be in charge.
There's like this alleged whole coup happening.
Yeah, right. So, and then there are those who say, oh, no, that's not true. Go to Snopes. I don't trust Snopes.
for, I don't know. Snopes is run by somebody who is just about as eager to twist and distort news and subject matter as anybody. So, and this begs the question, how do you know what's real? Just because Snopes, you said to me, because it was basically the story.
Oh, I totally trust Snopes.
Yeah, why?
Because in my personal experience, whenever there has been something questionable, because a lot of these rumors end up floating around on social media, people post things like they're real facts, images can be edited to look like it's from a reputable news source, and then you go to that news source's website and there's no story on it. Mm. And whenever I've had a hard time differentiating what is real, I go to Snopes, and it typically shows me what the actual facts are. And then a day later, the news sites that I do trust will have that exact news story saying that it was in fact false or agreeing with whatever Snopes was saying. Because right now, the only thing from who I would consider trusting a little bit would be Newsweek. Mm-hmm. Other than that, nobody else is mentioning this. Yeah. And even Newsweek is saying that there's unsubstantial reports that he's under house arrest. And
so how would you substantiate it? Okay, so here's the question. I'll beg. I'll be the devil's advocate here. How would you, to prove a story, how would you get to the bottom in a country like China where they don't have really any trusted news sources at all? We use the Epoch Times here, but that's kind of a little twisted and right of, and I don't always trust what comes from them. Back to the original question of how do you know what the truth is, no matter what the source?
Well, and that's kind of the same conversation we've been having around Russia as well.
Yeah, right. What's the story? And that is interesting because a couple of things from the Russian point of view. President Putin's top commander in Ukraine was shot yesterday. I'm figuring out whether he's dead or alive. But the Ukrainians are really pushing back on the Russians now. Mm-hmm. And they've got, because the Russian soldiers are completely demoralized. Now, is that a Western story trying to make people in the West feel better about what's going on? Or is it true? Mm-hmm. These 300,000 men who are being conscripted and sent to the war front, they don't want to go. And many of them are put the uniform on and they go over there and then they turn to the Ukrainians or they just disappear.
Well, I think that's why it's so important to look at multiple news sources, because even with facts, it's still written from a point of view. Yeah. And it can be difficult for most people who are not non-partial journalists to really give the facts without adding in their own opinions.
I think Bloomberg is a good source, frankly. I've pretty much always gone to Bloomberg when I wanted to clarify something. The Bloomberg news sources, they started obviously in the financial field, but then they just expanded to an international global sort of source. And they say that in their in a couple of exposés I read this morning, to put it bluntly, quote, Russia at this point is losing the war, losing the battle, and Putin doesn't know where to go now, doesn't know where to turn, because all these people have been conscripted. The thing is melting, it's falling apart, and world opinion is not with him anyway, not that he really cares, but there are all kinds of things that are going on in Russia. Their infrastructure is cracking. I was watching Shepard Smith, who's now on CNBC, and he's telling the story about people who are jumping out of windows to escape going to war. Mm-hmm. You see some of these Russian experts, security advisors, et cetera, with Putin saying to his countrymen, there will be catastrophic consequences if you don't serve. And if he can't get soldiers, he's going to use nuclear weapons. So, you know, where are we on all of this? And again, what's the reservists are not going. They're certainly not going happily. And so he keeps, the Ukrainians smell blood in the water, and they're just pushing the Russians back. It's good, because the Russians were the offenders in the first place. So, anyway.
So what does Bloomberg say about Xi Jinping, then?
Well, I don't see that here. It's interesting. There's nothing in Bloomberg at all about that, which maybe gives credibility to what you were saying. You know what they are all over is Snowden getting Russian citizenship. Did you see, you know the story? You didn't hear that story? Edward Snowden, who was the NSA whistleblower, remember? And we thought often that the things that were happening, the hacking and all the other things that were going on, were a result of him being the operator, if you will. So he married a Russian woman. He's been living in Russia exclusively. And so apparently yesterday, Putin himself granted citizenship to Snowden in what was a ceremony at the Kremlin. So kind of like the up yours to America.
Uh-huh.
See, here's your whistleblower. Now he's here and he's ours and we love him. And so anyway, this stuff is all.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, exactly. What goes around still goes around. I don't know that it comes around, but I'm looking at some of the video from where the commander was shot. This is a lot of stuff. But he's backed several times in the last day. He has issued a nuclear threat to the West. He says, we'll settle this. We want 15% of Ukraine. Give us 15%. We annex 15% and we'll go home. So, but he, and this went to Biden. It didn't go to Zelensky. He sent that note to Biden. At about the same time, the threat was issued. And so what if he goes nuclear, then what do you do? Are we wasting our breath talking about it because we don't think it'll happen? What's
some
the
people
option?
Say it's fear-mongering to even discuss it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So what, you know, the other side of it is, you can warn him, you can say, we'll get you. There's no win in it. At the same time, our friend, little fat Jim Kun, whatever his name is, in North Korea, spent the day yesterday launching ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. They do that with regularity. So what is that supposed to mean? The Chinese didn't do anything yesterday, maybe because what really is going on is the president is sort of stuck in a closet someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the business of science and technology, NASA yesterday, this is another proud moment for our space program, I think anyway. The spacecraft crashed into an asteroid to try to test. This is like the movies. Remember the movie
that's totally like Armageddon.
Yeah, well, the other movie
this
that
is
was
like
in
practice.
Yeah, right. Armageddon, and then the other one that was that had Robert Duvall as the captain of the ship, and that was it came out about the same time, that same year, which basically, you know, at the end they flew the ship into the asteroid, and that was the end of that. Is this something? There are a lot of people who are saying, and NASA doesn't really ever say this, but there are those who, you know, would point to the fact that there have been stray asteroids floating around in the spot. You know, the less than quote credible sources have said these things are heading toward the Earth. What are we going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
There's one that was detected by one of the, I don't remember if it's Hubble or whatever it is, but it's out 900 million miles away, and they found this asteroid, and somehow or other, through the magic of science, they can calculate that this particular asteroid, of all of the millions and jillions of asteroids that are out there, is on its way to the Earth. So what are we going to do to get rid of it? What do we have to do?
And, well, what's so fascinating is that they can even move something off of couple inches far away by the time the trajectory gets closer to us, it won't be anywhere near us. And I think that's the one thing that they're trying with this, the DART spacecraft,
mm-hmm.
where it left, last fall sometime?
Yeah.
To finally make it to this little asteroid, and they still have a little bit of time before they realize if it was a success. They know it crashed into the asteroid. They have proof of that. But to see if it was able to actually divert what its current trajectory was and slow it down. Yeah. If it's going to work or not.
Isn't that amazing? It just is Amazing, amazing, amazing. Yep. All right. Anyway, so I see that there is also yesterday the NASA spacecraft called Gaia, I believe that's how you pronounce it, G-A-I-A, discovered a part of the galaxy that nobody had ever seen before. And there are a lot of these. This is so amazing. 12.5 billion year old evidence that was found yesterday. A cluster of ancient stars that have shown up that we've never seen before. And when you look at it, it's kind of like the beginning of Star Trek. You know how the camera focuses on space. Yeah. So there's a lot of speculation that's been going on about some of these old planets. And now this thing, the researchers are looking at these pictures. They have a clear view into this cluster of stars that's 18,000 light years wide. 100 million suns just like ours. 100 million of them. And this is in our galaxy. This is close to home, amazingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you think about how vast it really is, and it's still a small portion of what's truly out there.
Yeah, yeah. And so here we are like fools on this fabulous little planet, instead of all of us working together to support what it is that we need to do to keep ourselves healthy and happy. We're fighting with each other about nonsense. Right, what are we fighting about? Putin hasn't got the sense, you know, he's lost his mind. There are a lot of people who have so lost their mind, and yet they're in charge of stuff. And what do you do about that? Food for thought for sure. It's 48 after the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Three after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? It's the 27th, isn't it? Yeah. Tuesday, the 27th? Yeah, it's the 27th.
Yeah, when did that happen?
I think I just lost my place thinking about, hello, today is Tuesday the 27th. You're right. How'd that happen? Okay, so we have a number of things in our food, farm, and family department today, including the celebration of National Chocolate Milk Day. This is about milk. I suppose milk could be considered a beverage. I think what I consider to be a beverage is something like apple juice or, something that has a little soda in it. Or maybe some liquor in it, a beverage. But anyway, I guess, yeah, chocolate milk's a beverage. It started in Jamaica. Did you know that? Jamaica. 1400s.
That is fascinating.
Yep. Well, a lot of the chocolate and coffee, cocoa stuff was grown on the island of Jamaica. Let's see. The earliest known use of chocolate was around 1900 B.C. It was a drink mixed. The Mayans worship the god of cocoa. According to Mayan written records, chocolate drinks were served at gatherings like weddings and important events like that. They prepared cacao drinks as offerings to the gods. Apparently that good. I like chocolate milk, but I'm finding that milk, if I don't take a lactose thing, unless I'm drinking raw milk, doesn't agree with me. A lot of other people find the same thing. It's even true of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when did all of that stuff start? Certainly didn't bother people back in 1687 when the
Irish... if it did? What if it did and they just didn't know it? Or they didn't know anything different?
Really? I didn't think about it that way.
Just thought it was normal.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. In 1828, a company in Amsterdam invented a method for pressing cocoa, producing chocolate powder that was dissolved in water or milk. And that's where chocolate milk came from as a popular drink. How about that? And
that's my favorite as a kid.
Remember Ovaltine? I remember Ovaltine commercials when I was a...
I remember the commercials. I never had it.
Yeah. I don't know that it ever tasted as good. It seemed like it would taste a lot better than it did, thanks to the advertising. But we all knew what Ovaltine was when we were youngsters. But back to the Jamaicans, they started using it as a hot beverage. They shaved the cacao, boiled with water and cinnamon and stuff, and drank it. They've used it in water. They use it in milk. So, anyway, that's that. The concert to promote farming education is being held in Oregon. We'll talk about that after this. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. On the heels of Farm Aid this past weekend comes the story from the education point of view. The focus on fresh produce, Rogue Valley Farm in Oregon. They have a school there. That's actually kind of an organization that's aimed at helping to expand the information, keeping farms going, raising awareness of nutritional factors, that sort of thing. So students in school are learning skills like how to grow food themselves, which is something that it's a lost generation. I had my first garden when I was 6 years old. I remember on the other side of the driveway.
What did you grow?
I grew carrots, grew corn. Let's see, what other things did I grow? Easy, like spinach, lettuce, things like that. I remember.
That's cool.
And my mother was so proud of me. It was kind of cute, actually. Anyway, so this is something that we ought to laud. This should be in a school curriculum everywhere, frankly. And then they bring the food to the farmer's market and sell it there. What a great education. All right, good luck. Congratulations to those of you in Oregon doing that. 59 past the hour.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.